Fourth One.
Your music, your life.
Good evening, this is Fourth One's Home Run. It's been a busy day for news. Let's find out what's happening at 5 o'clock.
I'm Hope Webb, and on a monumental day for Britain, I'm at the Scottish Parliament, which has been shaken to the core by the results of yesterday's EU referendum. With all the party leaders in Scotland opposing a Brexit, the feeling here is one of shock. Questions are being raised about what might happen next, and the answer could very well be another Scottish independence referendum.
The option of a second referendum must be on the table, and it is on the table.
Nicola Sturgeon there. She says a second vote on Scottish independence is highly likely and has confirmed that the Scottish Parliament is preparing the legislation needed for that to happen. She'll face opposition from the Conservatives though. Leader Ruth Davidson says another referendum is not the answer.
I believe in Scotland's place within the United Kingdom today as much as ever. And I believe that in or out of the United Kingdom, the strength, security and durability of the United Kingdom will endure.
Edinburgh voted overwhelmingly against leaving the EU, and these people I spoke to in the city centre earlier were concerned.
The pound's already dropped. I don't really know, but I think a lot of jobs are going to go.
I'm working for a big financial institution present in Edinburgh. I'm worried about the financial stability of the market, the future for currencies and what that means.
Well, I've literally just come out of my solicitors having bought a house. I got the keys this morning, so it's a bit terrifying, to be honest. It's everything that we, first-time buyers, that we were fearing.
Let's take a look at what's been happening on a UK level now. Over to Andrew in the studio with more.
Thanks, Hope. As you can imagine, the aftershock of the results being felt at Westminster too.
I love this country and I feel honoured to have served it. And I will do everything I can in future to help this great country succeed.
David Cameron's announced his intention to step down in October. There's also pressure on Labour leader Jeremy Corbyn to do the same thing. One of the big moments during the campaign trail was Barack Obama's intervention backing a Remain vote. He's released a statement today saying both the UK and European Union will remain indispensable partners of the US. And one of the people fighting to be his successor, Donald Trump, has given his view on the outcome.
It was very exciting coming in, and we were landing and we had just heard the results, so I wish everybody a lot of luck. I think that it's purely historic.
City experts believe interest rates could be cut to zero because of the EU vote. Some analysts say it could happen as soon as August. They think uncertainty around the UK's future with Europe will last for some time. There's also the question of what it means for Scots living abroad. Finlay Duncan's from Scotland but works at the European Parliament in Brussels. He says the long-term future isn't clear for expats.
The Leave side had very much said that EU nationals living in the UK would be allowed to stay, and you would imagine that it would be a reciprocal agreement, but it's unclear as to how long people may have a right to reside in Belgium and any of the other EU 27 countries.
For all the latest referendum news, visit fourthone.com.